This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
All right, for those who were asking, I posted a photo of that other chick, Natalie, the uptalker, on Instagram and on Twitter. So that satisfies the preverts that are out there wanting wanting to see Natalie. So Instagram, GregHill107 to follow me. And you can also take a look at some of the items that we have been using for Identify the Ancient Artifact in today's Millennial Olympics here on the Hillman Morning Show. I have the 8-track tape, the Neil Diamond Gold 8-track tape up there. By the way, you know who doesn't know what an 8-track tape is? Rob Ninkovich of the New England Patriots.
Oh, yes. Nico.
He doesn't?
Ninko said, what is that? He said, what is that?
What is that? Ninko's what, like 33, 34-ish? Right, 34,
I'm guessing,
I think. Yeah.
I'm guessing so, yeah. And then I put a photo of the Rolodex up there, the way in which we used to have to keep track of our contacts.
Right.
And the Walkman-like device is also there as well. And the laser disc, the Clint Eastwood laser disc. So those are all up. Instagram, GregHill107. Twitter is GregHillWAF. That is my handle on Twitter. Today's weather, brought to you by Recovery Centers of America, providing inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services with locations in Danvers and Westminster. Recovery Centers of America will take your call 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit recoverycentersofamerica.com. And there's going to be some dicey weather around this morning, some snow, some ice. I'm not going to accumulate much. However, the storm is legit for late tomorrow night into Sunday, and it looks like in Boston, 4 to 8 inches of snow before it changes over to freezing rain and ice, and north and west of the city, 8 to 12 inches of snow falling Sunday, and we are all asking that essential electric company employees make sure that they are at work so that none of us loses our power and misses any of the AFC championship game at 6:40 on Sunday night. It is time for this.
And now, millennials, the first and maybe the last.
You don't ask your parents for permission to rock.
Hillman Morning Show, Millennial Olympics.
Danielle, by the way, a texter is correct, a 508 texter. They are referencing the obscure Ozark reference on the Rolodex.
Yeah, when Buddy died, right? The kid had to call up all of his contacts out of the Rolodex for the funeral.
Yes, that's where he had to get them from. Yes, yes. All right, let's bring a contestant in. This portion of the Millennial Olympics is about an activity. Mm. And we have Brian back with it. Brian is I don't want Brian for this particular activity.
Why? I have to go to work, sir. May I leave if that's the case?
I mean, Brian does. He's going to know this.
He's
31 years old. He's going to know this. We got to give him a different activity.
I'm feeling some dislike, Gregory.
No, I love you, Brian. It's nothing personal. It's just you're on the older end of the spectrum. Yes. Okay.
You're like the Usain Bolt in this situation.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, you're on roids. Right? You're like you're on millennial roids. You're 31 years old. All right, let's bring that. Should we bring that item over to where he is, or should we have him go over to the? Oh, I think
thing?
We need the mic. Yeah.
Yeah, because that has to be over there in order for it to work.
The cord's not long enough.
Oh, it has to be over there for it to work. Okay.
Yeah.
And does it weigh a million pounds? This item.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
like most old 8 pounder.
Yes. All right, Brian, head over to that item. Well, first of all, can you identify that item that is on the chair right there?
It's a fax machine.
Yeah.
See, God damn it, Brian.
All right. Yeah. But go ahead. This is good. See, Brian's going to win, but there are no winners, right? Everybody's a winner.
Everybody wins, Greg. Stop wins. Saying that.
All right. We need you to, because we're Facebook Live and Instagram Live on Danielle's Instagram. We need you to show us how you would send the fax. Can somebody hand him a piece of paper, please? Mark, right
yeah,
behind you?
No, those.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Mark, do you have a microphone? Okay, good. Yeah, go ahead.
Yep. So if your image is going to be being sent to somebody, you want to have it face down. You put your piece of paper in. Your corresponding business would have a line for their fax. You would type in that number. A bunch of weird noise would come out of the phone. You'd hang it back up. It would print through the machine and send to that person.
Yeah. All right. He nailed
it. Nailed it.
All
yeah.
Right. He nailed the fax.
Way to work, Bri.
I want to see ID because I think you're actually 43.
Nailed it.
Right.
All right. All right. Brian, nailed it. Who is next? Who is coming on next? All right.
Josh.
And, this is Josh. Josh, how old are you again? Remind me.
31.
31 years old. Another 31-year-old. All right. Bring. Go ahead and bring the thing, the paper thing over there, Mark. What we were going to do with him. You got it. All right. Flip that object over.
Hey, a check.
You see,
is this
knows.
One of yours?
What's
that? Good question. Good question.
Can I put my name on it?
All right.
Oh, it bounced.
We need you to fill that check out and to know where every item would go on a check.
Okay.
Okay, so why don't you make it out to Lyndon Byers? Make that check out to Lyndon Byers.
And how much in the amount of?
10. Why don't you make $1 billion?
Infinity.
Why don't you just write bag of cash? A bag of cash for Lyndon Byers. And then, of course, there's one last thing they have to do at the bottom of it. What do you know what that is when filling out
well,
a check?
Well, you either have to sign it or there's a memo part.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Sure.
What are you going to write?
I'll give you my autograph this time.
Thank you. Thanks, Josh. I'll put it up in the office.
Today's date is the 18th, one day after dry January ended for some of us. All right. Very good. I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
All right. Very, 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 very good. Very good. Let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, you idiot. Brian is not even close to the higher end of the spectrum when it comes to millennials. Yeah, no, I know that. I mean,
if we had like a 37-year-old in here, it wouldn't be fun. If we had a 41-year-old, it wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
we need the late 20s, early 30s crowd.
He's almost too old for some of these activities.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or too That's responsible.
Yeah, or too responsible.
Right. That's usually what they say about LB.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm responsible.
No, that's the thing before.
100%. Nope. I'm here, you're here. How does that happen?
let's see. Here's Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg, I have a question. Do any of them know what fax is short for?
I will ask. Get Christine in here. Let's ask Christine. We'll ask Christine. Christine, step right up to that microphone right over there. That one, either one. That one right there, please, okay. If you could. We need you to tell us, because of something that just happened while you were out of the studio, what the term fax stands for. If you were sending a fax, what does that stand for?
Oh, come on.
No idea? Mm-hmm.
F-A-F-A-X. Right.
F-A-X.
What is it short for?
Yes, what is that short for?
Facsimile? I don't know how to pronounce it.
What?
Is that close?
Facsimile. Facsimile. Pretty good.
Right.
Pretty good.
Close, right?
Yeah.
You get the word.
I was like, that's good.
Yes.
Nailed it.
All right, let's give her the big item right over there. And we need to ask you what this is, first of all. That big item that Mark is placing there.
VCR?
Yes, it is a VCR.
Yep.
And we have a VCR tape for you. What is the, what tape do we have?
Reefer Madness.
Yes, that's from my personal collection.
You don't get to take that with you.
No,
sorry, Christine.
Uh-huh. All right. Do you know how to put the VCR into? I mean, the tape into the VHS into the VCR.
I think so.
All right. Let's
Oh,
this is like before even like Lion King times.
Great movie though.
What, Lion King?
Yeah. For, even for adults.
Yes, it is, LB. I agree with you.
That live action one is really going to make me cry.
I think she did it.
Yeah, she nailed it.
All right, give her a round
of
applause.
She got it. Yeah. Very good.
Millennial Olympian Christine has correctly placed a VHS tape into a VCR.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say that's a portable VCR VHS player that weighs more than my car.
Seriously.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's from like 1981 or 82. It's insanely heavy.
Well, think about a period of time where all of these devices could not be simply done with your phone. Like the things that they did could not. Now you can do everything on one small, tiny little device.
Yeah.
Look how big that thing is. That's gigantic. All right, Christine, thank you. Let's get Tyler back in here.
I have a question for you, Greg, real quick before Tyler comes in. Is this, what I'm showing on this piece of paper, going to be a bonus question at any point? Because it's a functional question about some of these items.
That is a fantastic one.
Right. Or how to reverse that scenario.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All yes.
Right.
That is excellent. Let's give Tyler that. Yes. Tyler, do you know how to, do you know what that item is in front of you?
A pen?
Okay, good. Good. No, technically,
yes,
that's
good.
Right.
Well, he did get it right. Yeah.
No, do you know what that item is?
Yeah. It's a check.
It's a check. Do you know how to fill that out?
Yep.
Okay. Why don't you make a check out to your dealer?
Hey, legal.
Oh, it's legal. Yeah. But let's pretend it's not. Make a check out for $500. What's that, like one lid?
Oh my God, Greg. A lid?
A zip?
Jim Rockford?
Hey, man. Can I get a lid?
You got a lid, man? He ate the whole thing.
How's he doing? I can't see over there. Is he doing okay, Shu? He knows where to put everything. He's noticed. See, the check thing. I guess maybe more people use checks these days than use Venmo. Do you think?
Yeah, I saw Venmo
and PayPal and all that stuff.
I thought it would be.
If anybody's in line in front of me in a store, there's zero chance they're not getting the eye if they're pulling the check out.
And if you're
in line for a long time and you wait till the cashier has finished your transaction, then you pull out your checkbook? Absolutely not.
Well, I think we live in a time where a lot of 50-plus people are terrified about people stealing their information, so that's why they use checks instead of credit cards and debit cards and Venmo, PayPal.
The only time I would use a check these days is to use up the checks that I bought in the 90s.
Right. Well, how did Tyler do on that?
He nailed it.
I use checks when I know I don't have enough money in my account.
Oh, it's an LB move. Smart.
That's
very
an old
smart
trick.
Yeah.
That's
yeah
pretty. Did you learn yes that from your yes dad?
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
We've all done
deep bloodline.
Yeah. But you're probably, are you mostly on the Venmo or like what's the, what, or
Venmo.
Like,
yeah. Cash.
Cash, Venmo. Yeah. All right. Did you want to ask Tyler your question or do you want, we need an item for that.
We
correct
need the item.
I believe.
Maybe so you can demonstrate.
Okay.
I think Tyler might be a good candidate for that question.
All right, Tyler, we may bring you back in again. Okay. All
my
right
pleasure.
That is Tyler, another millennial Olympian. Here is a text that says we are the only first world country that still uses checks. Is that true?
No clue.
I have no idea. That'd be amazing if that was true.
Yeah.
Because we're supposedly the richest country in the world, right? And we're still using an outdated form.
Yeah. This is Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. What a great show today.
Rob, you're one who likes it because some don't like it, but I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, man, this is great. So I'm sitting here listening to Natalie and Danielle when she does her voice, and you can't tell the difference. So I'm wondering if you guys maybe once a month or so to do a segment called Guess Who.
Oh.
Get a caller on the line and have Danielle do her voice and Natalie do her voice, and we try to guess who's who.
We could have done this segment a long time ago if a certain individual hadn't gotten butthurt.
Yeah, because you can't tell, Danielle. When you do your voice, you can't even tell.
It's pretty good. I think we will allow Natalie to do one Up Talking Friday, one That Other Chick, or maybe it should be That Other Chick Thursday. Or I guess there's no alliteration that's possible on that. So we'll do it on a Friday. Here's a text that says this person works for a bank, and LB, you are correct that people are using checks more often due to identity fraud.
Mm.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's coming back like vinyl.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
here's a text that says extra points for Tyler kiting checks. Is that the term for when you write a check and you don't have the money in the bank?
I always said floating.
Floating.
Yeah.
Floating.
Yeah.
Yes.
It gives you like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
Because they you know, it bounces and then the bank resends it, mm-hmm. and then the mail has to take it back and forth. So
LB could teach a class.
Do you have the item that started this whole thing, Mark? Yeah, you do. Okay. Let's get somebody grab a contestant and
not literally. Me too.
Not literally. And come on in. We are Facebook Live. Facebook Live on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAAFRocks. Your name again?
Jake.
Jake. The item right over there. Hold on. The item that started this. Okay. So started this whole thing off.
Wow.
The can opener. And a can. What kind of canned goods do we have, Shu?
I got all like SpaghettiOs or raviolis.
Yes. These look amazing.
So we could all eat them afterwards.
You know how to use a can opener?
I do. I actually used one yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to have an advantage on this. Yeah. All right, but let's go ahead and see you use a can opener.
He's already doing it.
He cracked it.
is he doing it wrong?
He's already doing it wrong.
No, he's left-handed.
I'm left-handed.
No, I know, but still. What? It's the positioning.
If he gets the can open,
that's all that matters.
Listen, doesn't matter.
It was a very big story.
It was a big story
in conjunction with this whole thing.
There you go. Yay.
Excellent.
Way to work.
All right,
there it is.
There it is.
Open.
Don't worry about it.
That's okay.
I'll eat that after
we'll still
the
eat
show.
It.
Yeah. I'll eat it now cold.
You could go eat it now cold. I'm sure you've eaten cold spaghetti. What? You've never eaten cold SpaghettiOs?
No.
Really?
No. I use I can't eat anything of that nature, which I love all different whatever flavors kind, you know, mm-hmm. the spaghetti and meatballs.
Pasta? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have to heat it up and then I have to put it on a hoagie roll.
What?
And then I put cheese over it and I put it in the oven and bake it. And
that's
then,
amazing.
Yeah.
You, me, and Tyler after work today.
All right. Nice job.
Thank
Jake.
You, guys.
Nice. All right.
Can I
bring something up about the cans when I was looking for cans to do this? It was actually hard for me to find a can that's not a pull top now. And that's probably why people are not learning how to use a can opener.
I mean, I will say this: when making Greg's Easy Crabbies with the crab meat in the can, I had no problem using a can opener to open those up.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some. Do you remember? Do they still have the electric can openers? Do you remember those?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think
they still have those.
Okay. They have a lot of counter space, but
all right. You are listening to the Millennial Olympics. Our contestants have done pretty well today, I will say.
Yeah,
indeed.
In fact, the texter says that these millennials have proven that we are a bunch of old bags and that they actually know pretty much everything that we've asked them to do.
Yeah.
Let's get one more contestant in here. Natalie wants... All right, Natalie, you come in together. Go ahead. Natalie's upset that she's... you two, you guys can both do this. We're going to give you both the challenge. Natalie, you got to get on the mic, though. Natalie and Alex, right?
Yep.
Natalie and Alex... We are handing you an item right now, and we need you to properly fill that item out. Do you know what that item is that we're handing you?
Envelope. Hope you know I have a master's degree, but yes.
Oh, you have a master's degree.
That doesn't mean anything, Jenna Marbles.
Where do you have a master's degree from?
Salve Regina, and I have it in Homeland Security.
LB, Newport.
Security.
Hello.
That is my master's degree. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a concern.
So your master's was in Homeland Security.
Yes.
What does that qualify you for?
A lot of
stuff. Fly. I can sneak through security at the airport.
I qualify for TSA pre-check.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you like ICE trying to get me? No. Send me back to Canada?
No, I don't work for ICE. I work for the Navy. We wish.
What about body search?
No.
No?
I'm in.
Full cavity?
Full cavity, sir.
I'm in.
All right. What is the, Alex, you know how to fill that out if I ask
I
you?
I do.
That?
I already started.
You already did it? Okay.
Marnie's starting.
You know how to fill the, you can send a letter to, who's your bestie? Who's your BFF?
It's me now.
You know,
of course.
Sorry, I don't know her address.
This is the other thing.
Well, right. How about if they don't know the address, can they write their own?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No one knows addresses or phone numbers.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
And please return address on that.
Yeah. Yes. Put it. You have to put a return address and where it goes.
And then please note where the postal charge will go.
Oh yes, yes.
LB, those who are watching on Facebook want to know. They want to know what is on your right palm. I don't know what it is.
Hair.
Those are my lucky dice from when we went to Vegas with Ernie, and I knocked that MMA kid out.
Oh, all right.
So I got snake eyes and sevens, and then I got two Chinese symbols that are for sincerity and happiness.
Done. Looks like both of them have successfully filled out the envelope with the return address where it goes and where the stamp goes also. All right, pretty good. Not bad. Round of applause. Natalie.
Nice job, ladies.
A texter wants to know, because you have a master's degree in Homeland Security, what the term COIN means.
What?
I don't know what that is. Do you?
No.
No. Okay.
But you have a master's, so it doesn't matter. Pull an LB.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a master's. I got a master's.
Do you have a master's? Does this texter have a master's?
Maybe you could be the Space Force coordinator, a texter says.
Hey. I'd do it.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What the heck? Yeah.
What do you think of the Space Force?
I think it would be cool.
You think it's a good idea?
I would definitely.
I mean, you're in the Navy. So it would be another branch of the military.
If I had to go into space. Yeah. But yeah, it'd be fun.
If you could only bring three things
into space.
With you into space, what would you bring?
It would definitely be some sort of animal, preferably a dog, to keep me company. Maybe an iPod or some sort of music listening device. Maybe a book.
A book?
Or a friend.
Oh, okay.
Or something.
All right. Okay. A book. That's unusual.
Yeah, a book.
Yeah,
for a millennial.
Yeah. One book to read over and over and over.
A Course in Miracles.
What day after reading the book? Like 32 times, would you get bored and not read it again?
I know. So true.
By the way, COIN stands for counterinsurgency.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. And you get a master's, you said.
I do have a master's. Do you want to see my degree?
No, we believe you.
No, that's okay.
Salve Regina, Newport.
Yes, Newport.
That's LB's favorite place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And now I live in Narragansett.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm moving this weekend.
My outlaws have a house in Narragansett.
I know. That's why I said it.
Oh.
All right. We are going to continue with more of the Millennial Olympics on the Friday Hillman Morning Show. I'm simply fascinated by the mix of opinions when it comes to that other chick, Natalie.
Yes.
Some lover absolutely want to do a specific day where she is on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say their ears are bleeding. And they're considering driving off of the Zakim Bridge as opposed to listening to her,
you know,
and her liking and her up talking on the show anymore.
That's as dramatic as millennials are accused of being. So calm down.
But you know, to her credit, people are probably making fun of her, and she has a master's.
Right.
Yeah.
You're eating something, and food just popped out.
Is that a SpaghettiO?
What is?
I heated up the SpaghettiOs.
Oh, God.
In the middle of that segment, was that? Please tell me you caught that on Facebook Live. The food coming out of his mouth.
Oh yeah.
Did we catch that? Okay, that was fantastic.
Well, they get into little pieces.
What other SpaghettiOs?
Yeah.
The show's over in 15 minutes.
No.
It was the break.
Okay. Okay. All right. We are going to award the medals
two are millennial Olympians right mm-hmm. now. So, Mark, if you want to bring every... Danielle, would you do the honors?
Sure.
We want to thank the people who made the medals for us, Shu.
Folks at Gertrude Graphics and Awards in Worcester on Southbridge Street. Thank you very much for these beautiful medals.
Olympians, come on in. Can we give them a round of applause?
You guys,
you've all outdone Fantastic. Yourselves. And Danielle is... she is now going to... mount the pedestal.
You're really pushing it. I know it's Friday, but you're really pushing it.
And give you your medal, and of course everybody gets a medal.
Everyone. All.
So we'll start with Tyler over there and present everybody with a medal. And there are.
You have to say first place, Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, where's the Olympic closing ceremony music over here? These millennials are. They are demanding.
With the help, crappy producer guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Come over here and show me how it's done after you eat a bag.
I'm going to eat a bag of spicy pickles that Christine brought
me. Sure,
you eat a bag.
Every single one
guy.
Of them.
Let me get Paul here. Hey, Paul.
Hey, morning, you guys.
What's up?
Rather interesting discussion you're having there with our younger generation.
Yes, yes.
So question for these guys come Sunday. So Sunday we're looking in some areas 12 to 18. Snow to ice back to snow. What do they recommend we do if the power goes out before the Pats game? What
Tyler,
do they recommend?
Let me ask Tyler, the stone millennial. What do you recommend that somebody do if their power goes out on Sunday?
This is easy. You can, preferably if you have a pipe or a bong, you set that aside and you start grinding up, but you can use an apple, a pineapple, water bottle, any of those things.
Yeah, I don't think that they were saying, in case of the power going out, how do you still get high? I think his question was what might one do to but what is in a pinch? What is the best device to turn into a pipe?
Apple.
Okay,
that really? Tastes the
That's
best.
That's the safest option too.
Yeah. What about the old Bic pen? Is that
classic?
You're ingesting.
I'm going old school.
You're really dating yourself here.
I don't know. yes, I am dating myself. I don't know if you know it or not, but I did a little time in the 80s for possession of a Class D substance, marijuana. I don't know if you know that. In Clinton, I was in jail in Clinton for quite some time.
Not Stowe
5-0. Like an hour. It was not Stowe 5-0. It was Clinton 5-0. I was in jail for like an hour till my Aunt Cindy bailed me out because I didn't want to call my parents. All right. So round of applause for all the Olympians. You have outdone yourself. And I'm telling you, I think we have to get opposite or every other Friday. We either have Natalie, that other chick, or we have Stone Tyler on the show. You know, Tyler, earlier you said that you're a conspiracy. Are you a big conspiracy theory guy? Is that the deal or what?
I entertain them.
Yeah,
sure.
Like what? Like what are some of your more interesting conspiracy theories?
I would say the easiest way to describe it is I don't think the government is operating in the best interest for its own people.
Really?
No.
Brilliant. I agree with you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, for like the last 50 years.
Are you saying
Martin 2020?
So you believe that, like, for instance, the Kennedy assassination, are you familiar with that incident?
Yeah.
Do you believe that the U.S. government did that?
Yes.
Moon landing.
Fake.
What?
Smack.
What makes you think the moon? What have you seen that makes you believe that the moon landing was faked?
What have you seen that makes you believe it's real?
You answered my question with a question. I've seen the footage.
Okay. You've seen the footage? All right, here's a good example. So 1969, you know that technology was booming back then. Our president spoke in real time with the astronauts when they got to the moon.
Yeah.
How do you explain that? No delay.
Hmm. Hmm. Chu, how do you explain that?
I explain that as Kubrick filmed the moon landing in a studio in Los Angeles. That's how I explain that.
Thank you.
I get it. You're making a lot of sense, Hyler. I mean Tyler. So that's interesting. So it was JFK? Was it LBJ?
It was LBJ.
It was LBJ, right, at the time of the moon landing, 1969.
Mm-hmm. So we have the technology to send people into space.
Yes.
But we don't have the technology to be able to get...
Talk to them in real
straight
time.
Straight talk. And then the other thing is, we just... Didn't we just land... Like, we've taken pictures of we landed a motorized object, and we have pictures of Mars.
Yes.
Do
like,
we?
Why yes. Why would these billionaires that are starting these... rockets that are going to take
people. You mean
people
like Elon Musk?
Yes. Yeah. Why would he waste millions of dollars? Is our government paying him to do that?
You're opening up a whole can of worms here, guys.
Okay,
this.
So.
Hey, let's turn this into every other Friday thing.
Oh, yeah. What about flat Earth? Are you a flat earther?
Flat AF.
Really?
Wow.
Really? Are you serious or are you kidding? Or are you stoned? Serious kidding or stoned?
Serious.
No, you're serious?
Yeah.
What makes you think the Earth is flat?
Natural physics of water.
Meaning
what? About what? The
water always finds its level.
Oh.
There hasn't been a single body of water that has ever shown to produce a curve. Every single scientific scientific study that has gone out to prove either the rotation or curvature of our Earth has... actually come back and shown the opposite. They haven't proven it. So if you think about it, the only proof that you have that we live on a globe is from pictures from NASA. And that's it.
Natalie, what? Natalie,
yeah,
go ahead.
Up.
Natalie has a master's degree. I hear you, Jack.
Right,
go ahead.
Right.
You can, well, no, you can give a different mic. So
I'm
Tyler,
not.
Stay on the other mic.
I'm not like in conspiracy theories or anything, but I just think that's dumb.
Well, that is like, from a Homeland Security expert. That is
no,
that
come is, on, like stop. I know you're like joking, but seriously, like that's stupid. Like it just sounds stupid. Come on now.
We have pictures. That's ironic.
Well, he knows what irony.
That is ironic. Yeah, maybe that's the segment. Is you two debating things?
Oh my god,
Natalie and Tyler debating things on the show.
Just a topic. You'd have to like give it to us a week before so we could do research and stuff and have the most possible information.
Well, a texter says that your only question upon arrival on the moon, Natalie, would be what is the Wi-Fi code? What is the Wi-Fi code?
When have I been on my phone? Have you once seen me on my phone?
No.
Yes.
No. We took it.
No. No.
Okay,
no.
That was to take a selfie.
Yeah,
so,
you were taking
with you.
Pictures. Yeah.
And I don't need Wi-Fi.
But I'll just say to the big man, there's a cable channel that's called Planet Earth.
Yeah, I'm with you, LB.
Well, no, it's awesome. They fly all around the planet finding crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler would believe that is just footage that has been made up, right?
Come on.
You look at the UN logo. It's a map of the flat Earth, and if you put all the plane flights over it, it lines up perfectly all the refueling stops.
Stop.
What? Wait a second. What is this again?
The UN logo is the flat Earth map.
Really?
Yeah.
So the United Nations, they know, but they are not informing the rest of us.
They're leading the New World Order.
They're leaving the New World Order.
My God.
By the way, Shu, that doesn't mean that one of your favorite 80s bands has gotten back together.
Oh, no, really?
New World, New Order. New Order, yeah. All right. Interesting. Any other ones that you're really fascinated with?
What about aliens?
The conspiracy theory? What's that?
I like aliens. I mean, like, thinking about it, it's crazy.
What do you mean?
Like, it's crazy. Like, so we're in a solar system. There's millions of solar systems. You're trying to tell me there's not another one with living beings on it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now listen,
it may not be our solar system, but it's definitely another one.
Let me ask you this question. My boy, Brees Hill.
Yep.
Close to your guy's age.
Uh-huh.
Believes that we are a sim game that the aliens are playing with us.
On the flat Earth.
Believable.
What?
Yes.
You believe that?
Oh yes, 100%.
You believe that nonsense?
Yes. It's like you climb levels in games, and that's what they do. Because I saw this documentary about they feed information like Einstein. Got all his knowledge. He get everything that he invented was while he was sleeping. So someone get planted. He's like, my guy is Einstein,
mm-hmm.
and then he's got so many points, and he gets to give Einstein, I don't know, rocket fuel. Whatever.
Tyler, where do you stand on the sim game?
It's a possibility.
Okay.
Everything's energy.
Yeah.
If you study physics and you get down to the quantum and particle level, you start realizing things don't add up.
Oh, God.
All right.
Well, I am so glad you're growing weed.
A texter says this is amazing radio. You know, it's very interesting. The philosophical discussion between Natalie and Tyler is fantastic.
Well, remember everyone used to say that, like, well, in elementary school, we all used to think that, like, you had an exact replica on a different planet. Like,
Bizarro world.
Yeah, Bizarro world.
Well, yeah, but if you believe...
But that's probably not real.
Do we believe in dual parallel universes?
Black holes. What happens when you go through a black hole?
Right.
Yeah, like, you go to the parallel universe.
Exactly.
Right.
That's wild to think
about. You know, we know there's a black hole.
There are many black holes.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Kind of like blacking out at Salve Regina when you were a sophomore
and a junior.
Hold on a second. This is Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey, I want to blow Natalie's mind right now.
Yes,
Natalie, we are the aliens.
I know. To other people, like, don't be a hater. Like, to other people, we are aliens. Like, to other aliens, we're aliens, and then there are other alien. Wait. Just means that you're not from here. You know?
Right.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think the space aliens look like?
Probably not what the movies make them look like, with the big heads and the eyes. Like, they probably just look like uglier versions of humans, if that's possible.
Yeah. You think they're into...
Ooh, maybe there's like a planet with all dogs standing.
Yeah, you think they're into selfies and social... Oh, the aliens.
They probably have way better technology than us. Yeah.
They
sure
can actually face tune their physical face.
Yeah, like they don't need a filter with the ears and the nose.
What is your favorite filter, by the way?
It depends, because they change all the time. Uh-huh. Like on Snap. Like the one that I use with you, like with the black, because I like black, they had black ears. Yeah. So... That was a good one. Makes your face look just a little better.
Tyler, what do you believe? What do you believe aliens look? Space aliens look like?
No idea.
No idea.
Some sort of energy form.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't think we don't know what's outside of the firmament.
The what?
Oh God! So deep. I love this kid.
What do you mean the firmament?
The enclosure.
What do you mean the enclosure?
Like the Van Allen radiation belt is code for the firmament.
What?
Remember we talked about that, Greg? It's like the dome, right?
Yeah. Right.
It's like on
it's the dome over the flat Earth.
Oh, you mean like the Pauly Shore movie? Yeah.
The same way. That's why there's rainbow. The rainbows are shaped the way they are. That's why you see the solar halos. It's being
because
reflected
back. We're in there's a dome that encloses like a snow globe.
Kind of. Like the dome, or what? I think that's a show, or whatever. Now
the biodome.
Yeah.
How do the rockets get out?
Yeah.
Do you have a garage door opener?
Yes. Thank you, Albie.
Do yourself a favor and look up every videos of rocket launchers. They go up and then they curve over the ocean and start going down.
Uh-huh. Oh, he just do yourself a favor, LB.
Do you like that?
Oh my God.
So
wait, what are you saying?
Not for
again?
Nothing.
Repeat that. That was not for nothing. Tyler, repeat that about the thing going up. Repeat that.
Look up rocket launches.
Yeah.
They go up, go out over the ocean, and then they start coming down.
So you're saying they don't actually go into space?
NASA is on record for saying we don't have the technology to leave the Van Allen radiation belt, but yet we did it 6 times between 1969 and 1972. They're on record for saying that. They say we lost the technology to go back to the moon.
What about the other countries that went to the moon? Do you think they're lying too?
We're in cahoots.
Russia and China?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Good point, though, Natalie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know everyone's like against our government, but it's like, do you believe other people?
Oh, they're tied in.
Yeah. Would you call those countries, for Natalie's purposes, the mean girls of the world order, of the new world order?
They're all part of the big drama.
They are.
This is like, you can't.
Ew.
Oh, I'm going to make it more I can't. Like... Tyler, question for you. Oh, what do you think is going to kill us first, 5G or the Morgellons?
5G?
Yeah.
What's the Morgellons?
Guys, stay woke. Start seeing all this little rope-like stuff. Maybe you should do a parasite cleanse, okay? You can't kill them.
What is the...
You can't kill them.
Wait, yeah, explain both of those things.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. This has been very interesting. So,
yes.
Thank you to all of the Millennial Olympians.
De nada.
And
before you guys go, I would like to have rejoin material from both of you.
For
future radio broadcast. And I would like to have you guys come back either together or separate and debate some things and talk more. All right. Christine, all you guys, Alex, everybody, round of applause one more time. Yeah. All of the Millennial Olympians. That is fantastic. And we got to get out of here. Although Mitch has one comment for Tyler. Hello, Mitch.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
So my comment is for the entire, like, the whole how he's saying that Earth is flat.
Yes.
Well, then where do you get gravitational pull? And where do you get clouds? And where do you get, you know, middle of the night, you see the stars move in one direction, to like one way. They don't just spin on top. They go all the way around the Earth. And then how do you say China's under us when you look at a map and it's showing it's completely right under the bottom of us?
Okay. So, anything to say, Tyler?
Nope. I'm trying to remember the questions. I'm sorry.
Well,
there's a bunch of them. I'm trying to understand what he was saying.
China, right? When you look at a map, it's right under us, meaning the Earth is round. But you're saying that the map is fake.
Oh yeah, if you dig a hole directly through the Earth, you'll get to China, right?
Yeah.
What happens in the middle there?
I was saying,
liquid hot magma.
Gravity is actually a good one because gravity has never actually been proven. There's, without a doubt, a force that pulls us to the ground. But that is very possible that's electromagnetism and buoyancy, the combination of the two.
Really?
Think about what holds all the cells in your body together. It's electromagnetism. Your body is 99.99%.
But what? So wait, my body is what?
Your body is 99.99% air. Same with the Earth.
Wait, where did you learn this, though?
That's literally physics. Atoms are 99.99% space.
But did you learn this from a professor, or like, did you just Google it?
He got it on YouTube.
You can still learn
something YouTube. You can't learn.
He Googled it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow, you know, like, in Tyler's world, you just get in your car. And you drive to China. It's like Highway 66.
I'm telling you something.
Highway 666.
If there was one big bridge, that might work.
Yeah.
Tyler's laser show, though. I mean, he's got some very interesting theories. All right, we're going to do this again.
I love it.
All right, we'll do like Natalie versus Tyler in a debate on whether the Earth is flat or not. All right, what are you laughing at?
That would be amazing.
Yeah, and then we should also do other debates.
Like what?
Like, I don't know. We'll think of it, but
like Kim,
not just that.
Kim
no, stop. Kim I don't like the Kardashians. I don't know who you think I am, but no.
All right.
Todd, before you get out of here, confirm permafrost, Arctic getting warmer, comes down from frozen to permafrost to where we live, right?
Yep.
Thank you.
I don't even understand what the question was.
I don't know what that
Nobody
was.
Nobody does. No.
Well, he's talking about global warming.
I asked him to confirm. You guys make fun of me when I talk about permafrost, and he just confirmed.
Permafrost is real.
Oh.
I used to be a bio major.
Yeah.
Permafrost sounds like a new invention that LB has.
No, that's real.
Ken, you're never going to believe what I did. I got a mini fridge. Ansky, I got Richie rewiring the back with the Freon and the anticoagulant.
That sounds like something you invented so you could cool off Bud Lights quicker. Like if they're warm.
No, that's dry ice.
That's dry ice.
Oh, that's safe.
All right, we gotta go. You guys are awesome. Thank you to the Millennial Olympians.
Thank you.
We're off Monday for the holiday, but we're back Tuesday with the Nerd Off between Channel 7's Jeremy Reiner and Mark Hsu. If you missed anything today, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download at WAAF.com at any time. And go Pats. I guess that's it, right? Go Pats.
Yeah, great job by the Bees last night.
So everybody have a great, safe weekend. And up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.